it started back in May when we picked a search committee, a formula-driven process as regulated by the state. We then selected a search firm under a bidding process, and the search firm was incredibly great in helping us get through the process. And then we started meeting to go over 53 applications from all around the world. And we went through those applications because we had qualifications. You had to have a PhD. You had to have community college experience, leadership experience, certain positions. And then we qualified that down to 30 of the 53. Of the 30, we went down through 15, 18-page resumes, the committee of 15, and had decided with those qualifications that we were interested in at the college. We ended up with 11. And then we spent 3 days last week, 8 hours a day, doing Skype interviews, actually talking with the candidates at their home college, their place of business. And out of the 11, we selected 4 that seemed to have all the qualifications and leadership credentials that we're looking for the next 5 to 7 years.
Can you briefly tell me about these 4 individuals?
They've all been in key leadership positions. They've been at cabinet levels with the presidents of their college, so they're in a significant leadership position. One was a provost, the other was senior VP of academic affairs, senior VP of student activities. All those kinds of divisions that we have at Holyoke Community College. So they all have a tremendous amount of leadership experience. They also... one of the key metrics for Holyoke Community College, we're about to become and have tried very hard the last few years to become an HIS institution, which is Hispanic serving institution, where you reach 25% of your population is Latino. And that's a critical piece moving forward to serve workforce development in the area and transfer to four-year institutions. So they all come with a variety of skill sets that we think are important for the next leader of the college.
Regardless of which one is chosen, it's going to be an historic appointment for the college.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've had members of the community ask me about that, and it I don't want to say it was simple. It was complex because we've only had 3 college presidents, and the last one, Bill Mester, was there for 12 years. And when the governor appointed me chairperson, I didn't realize that he was thinking about retirement. So obviously I knew that it was going to conjure up a search committee. But we were in the search committee, a very democratic process, a cross-section of the college community as well as the physical community. We had representatives from the community. We had faculty. We had staff, senior administrative people, and trustees from the board. So it was a large cross-section of the college community. And we wanted what we felt was the best leader. And there were several men in there, but for various reasons, they didn't qualify for the final 30. Because they were missing some of the skill sets we wanted, or the process of the interview didn't meet what we were looking for. And by trial and tribulation, we ended up with 4 women. And all of them, I'm sure, because we're not going to be the first college to hire a woman as its president. And I think out of that 4, we're going to find somebody that'll take us to the future.
As you noted, the next president will be only the 4th one in the college's 70-year history. I mean, that's got to be some kind of a record. Why is there so much job stability there? Or why, should I say, is there so little turnover?
Well, Paul, that's an interesting question. The first college president did an incredible job for many years, George Frost, starting in 1946, and teachers from the high school would come and teach classes, and it developed into a professional program and became the first community college in the state. He did such an incredible job. The community kept asking him to be its president, so something was going well. And then as he chose to get closer to retirement, fortunately we had Speaker of the House David Bartley, who's been an incredible champion of the college, And being Speaker of the House, knowing politics in Boston, was a champion of getting our new structure and getting a lot of money for the college. And eventually, age takes its impact, and you retire. And they went through a search 12 years ago and picked Bill Messner. Mr. Messner did an incredibly great job of having the college recognized in Boston and throughout the community, and was a leader. But again, his time to retire came, and so we've been fortunate to have chosen three presidents that just did a great job, and there was no reason for them. Today, though, we're very cognizant of the fact that there's upward mobility, and the average stay of a college president today is 5 to 7 years. And, you know, hopefully the person that we pick, the new president, will give us at least 5 to 7, and hopefully it goes on to 10 to 12. But time will tell.
And the plan is to have that new person appointed by when?
Yeah, I set a mark in this line in the sand for January 2nd, and all we did was to take our timeline and work it backwards so that we would be ready for January 2nd. Our decision will be made by the trustees in the evening of November 2nd. But the state, in its wisdom, wants a say on the final candidate, so they will review the credentials. They do Skype interviews as well, and if they bless off on that candidate selected on November 2nd, we offer them employment, and you know, they have to move their household and move their families and come here for January 2nd.